I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on CSM, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan and you. You can visit PenFed.org for details. John Paul Flame joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And now we've got more guys watching us do the show in studio than us in studio.
Yeah. And apparently they all went to the same tailor this morning. They're wearing the exact same outfit.
Three of them are, right?
And like a light blue shirt. It's all the same shade.
That's the real job look, Cakes.
I guess so. You know what? Thankfully, I don't have the real job look. Well, they look way more professional than we do, but I like being able to wear my Nats quarter zip, courtesy of the Washington Nationals. Thank you.
Even when you had a real job, though, you didn't really have the real job look because you used to do the deal. I remember. Yeah. I only went to your Toys R Us once, right? I think, when you were in Annapolis.
Uh-huh.
But you did the deal where you wore button-down shirts,
yep,
with a short-sleeve button-down shirt.
I understand. First of all, you're calling it a real job, which is a stretch. Second of all, that was done out of necessity because why don't you go try and unload a 53-foot truck filled with Power Rangers and Teddy Ruxpins in a long-sleeve dress shirt like these donks are wearing over here? You had to do the short sleeves and rock a tie and a name tag? It's a terrible look. I understand. I get it.
That's why I used to smoke cigarettes.
Oh, I used to smoke like a chimney. I used to walk out of the store as often as I could to take a break right across from the beer store across the street and just puff on Marlboro Lights.
That was right outside of the old Annapolis Mall?
Yep, right across the street. And think about, my life sucks. Standing out here.
If it wasn't for the junkies, he would probably still be there, right?
100%.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
100%. He'd be working at some retail establishment. Kicks didn't have some grand vision.
He might have moved up the chain. He probably would have, because
he
was a good worker and everything.
Yeah, it would have been like a regional manager.
My guess is he would still be at Toys R Us with checks with the giraffe.
With Jeffrey the giraffe.
We've done this segment
on the masthead
600 times.
Yes.
When Cakes graduated from college, he had this college degree. He interviewed at Foot Locker,
yes,
at Taco Bell.
Correct.
And at Toys R Us.
These are all correct statements.
All you need to know.
But again, let's not act like everybody else in here had like visions of working on Wall Street.
Okay? No,
there weren't a bunch of corporate titans in here.
Right. But I didn't go to a fast food joint with my college degree.
For high power jobs.
You're right.
You didn't go to a place where Horsey worked when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you have to start on the ground floor, JP.
Right.
Hey, not all of us grew up going to middle schools where you played polo.
Right.
Hey, that's
now I've been back to the corner. Now I'm going to come out swinging.
That, first of all, that's false. They did not have that
Such
at Queen
not
Anne.
A falsehood.
But
I visited
actually,
that school. It's very hoity-toity, very fancy.
Actually true that at EB Sun's school, they have equestrian.
I don't know that they have equestrian.
100%. It was in the article about Barron Trump who's going there.
Okay, but this is not about EB's son, Stevie. This is about you in middle school.
Again, false. I'll bring in a yearbook, and you tell me where you can find a horse.
Okay.
Because I didn't see it.
I visited that campus, and my parents looked at the bill and said, you're going to public school.
Right.
You're going to Pullen middle school.
That's why you ended up at Toys R Us, though.
No, I think I wound up at Toys R Us because I was lazy as far as my job search coming out of college.
By the way, I want to point out, so you have your auction tonight, so I mentioned
this
yesterday.
No, it's not tonight.
But you answered it.
No. You don't understand. Who do you think you're talking to? Do you think I would draft a fantasy football team in mid-August?
That's a very good point.
I'm insulted. I would wait until
But you decided to do an auction for the first time ever.
Correct.
Yesterday.
With Dave Richard from CBS.
I just wanted to point out, I mentioned this. In the past, I've really tried to pare down my fantasy football play and just be in one league and concentrate on one league. And then all of a sudden this year, it's blown up where I'm going to be in like five or six leagues.
Proliferated.
And of course, as luck would have it, the only significant vacation that I'm going on this entire year is to go to Puerto Rico.
Right.
when are we having the college fantasy draft? Bam, 7:30 next Wednesday night.
We got to do it.
The college fantasy draft.
Don't just mail. Don't do an auto draft.
No, I'm not. But I got to make sure that I have Wi-Fi at the El San Juan Hotel. I'm going to have to.
You think the El San Juan doesn't have Wi-Fi?
Of course it does. But it's going to be shaky. It's not going to be great.
Isn't and the I'm El San using... Juan a fancy, schmancy place?
I mean, it's a nice hotel. You could pay for higher speed. They usually have that gimmick.
Yeah, but I'm just going to be doing it like on my phone or my son's iPad.
It'll be fine.
Don't you have a laptop? How do you not have a laptop?
I don't do laptop.
What do you mean you don't do laptops? You don't own one or you don't want to use one?
I don't own one.
Okay.
He's a minimalist, Cakes.
This thing weighs 4 pounds.
I know. Could be.
It's not like this is a Deep Blue from IBM. It's going to take up a whole room. Yeah. It's a laptop.
It's called an Air. Because it's as light as air.
Right. This is on fit on your lap. It's not a big item.
He uses his phone, his iPhone 3 or whatever he's got.
His iPhone 2 over
there. I thought
you
upgraded. I thought you changed.
I did.
That's
the upgrade?
I chose
to upgrade to the small one.
You got the nubs.
I like the small.
He upgraded to 2012.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the 2010 version. Oh, my God. I mean, your upgrade?
Wow. Hey, okay. But I can't, Joan. My phone is horrendous.
Yeah, but I just don't like these little tiny things.
It slides there in the back pocket.
Yeah, I like it nice and big.
Hold on, wait a second. You put your phone in your back pocket?
That's a chick move.
That's a female move.
Not generally, as you see, it's right here, but if I'm walking from the car.
You put it in your front pocket.
I put it in the back pocket. Jeans.
You can't do that.
Two balls.
I can do whatever I want.
That's not a guy move.
Girls put it in their back pocket. I don't know why, but girls put it in their back pocket.
You don't notice.
You don't notice
it's
that?
I've noticed the girls do it, but I also know that men do it.
What?
No.
Men. I've never seen a guy, I guess, outside of JP now.
Because I got a small silly and you wouldn't notice. Your wallet's
put it in your front pocket. Any guy with balls puts it in their front pocket.
Who wants a big phone in their front pocket?
He doesn't have a big phone.
Any smartphone.
I don't have an Eric Bickle wallet. This is pretty compact.
It's pretty normal.
Okay, but if you put my wallet and my phone, it's probably thinner than your wallet.
Oh, my God. Can I just give you some
good advice? That's like a 16-year-old chick move, putting
it
your phone
a girl
in the back
move,
pocket.
And I'm not surprised Drab does it. All right.
Can I never do EP.
Yeah, can this I say this going exhibit, on World of Hollywood?
This is exhibit double Z.
Trying to avoid the EP. Everyone's
this
always
is going
to
be better than
EP.
His EP. But we'll do it anyway. Highest ratings ever. A1 free, EP free.
That's the best month of my life, I tell you that.
I'm so jealous of your July of vacation.
I want to do that every year now.
So amazing.
Tom Cruise, we talked about it the other day. He had his big accident on the set of Mission Impossible 6. Now they say he actually hurt way more than they thought. 2 broken bones in his ankle, and they've had to stop production on the movie. You know, that's not inexpensive.
Oh, that's pricey.
He's going to have to rehab and heal. It's going to take months to recover. They had no choice.
I mean,
he's the film's biggest star. Everything revolves around him. They had to postpone the filming.
What is he doing? Didn't he see the story about the woman who died on the Deadpool 2 set?
Yes.
Performing a stunt?
Yeah, and you know what? I read more about her, and apparently she is some sort of like legend in motorsports.
Right.
Like she was like really good at what she did, but her stunt was, she was like standing on top. She was doing one of those bits where she was standing on top of the motorcycle. And then I guess she lost control, and then she smashed into the building.
I feel terrible for her.
Who does that?
Again, that's a hazard of the industry she's in. She's a stunt woman.
Right.
It's dangerous business.
I couldn't believe the video of Cruise jumping from one building to another on a harness.
Right.
Because he didn't make it and crashed into the side of the building
and snapped his
ankles.
This makes me worry about me rappelling off the side of a building for the Special Olympics fundraiser. I know it's going to be a controlled environment. I get it.
No,
CK's email said you'll be totally safe.
Yep.
Now I'm a little bit worried.
Right. You'll be fine, Rick.
I'm sure I'll be fine. I'll be strapped in.
You were going to be saying... He did it all for an appearance fee.
And you guys are probably going to hit a number one bonus because we got the best numbers ever yesterday.
Yeah.
What's going to happen with your number one bonus? Did that get divvied up between the three junks?
No, we actually negotiated years and years ago. Like, if one junk dies, we get the money.
Yeah, I know that, but does that go with the bonus money?
I get his bonus.
I mean, for the bonus, if you guys have any honor, you would give it to my family, but. I mean, any whatsoever.
Can we chop it with Amy?
I mean, my family should get the full share, at least, of the bonus going forward. I get it.
Why? Right. She's going to get a life insurance, not...
You're definitely more valuable dead to your wife than you are alive. Definitely.
Financially, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think emotionally.
But as her companion, as
you think she can't find another,
as her soulmate, I'm priceless.
No, you can't. She can find priceless. Another stunt dong in 2 seconds.
Please
take no time.
This is heresy.
All right, so this is funny to me. There's a guy out there, another social media star, but this is happens to be a guy who cakes. He did the unusual step of he's a personal trainer.
Okay.
And he was posting all these, you know.
Let me guess, shirtless selfies
all over the place. Shirtless selfies, right. You know, with the abs and everything. But he wasn't getting a lot of following.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to dye his hair gray. He's 35. To make himself look older.
Okay.
Like he's like 55 or something. All of a sudden now he's a social media sensation. He's got over 335,000 followers.
Really?
And here's what he looked like before. And now here's what he looks like after. And people are like, they love him now.
He's a viral
head.
Well,
now, the before shot, he's not ripped.
Not quite as ripped, of course. But the difference is, also, he's dyed his beard gray. He's dyed his hair gray. And I guess it's comparative. There are a couple other models out there that are older, that are probably on roids, that look amazing.
I have a hard time believing this is the same person.
Okay.
Look at how jacked he is.
I get it. But if you look, there are thousands of pictures of the guy
online.
Am
I going to look like this after doing 50 push-ups a day?
Yeah, he's doing perfect push-ups.
Just look at this guy.
I thought you did 60 cakes.
That's the goal for later in the week.
That's the goal.
I have to take baby steps, JP. Come on, who am I, Lou Ferrigno?
I don't know.
I have an older reference. Yeah. I mean...
But apparently he's more attractive as like a silver fox than he is as a 35-year-old donk.
Apparently he's got a young wife. She doesn't care. She likes being seen with the older, attractive guy. Like, it's working for everybody.
You know, we keep trying to figure out why our ratings are hitting an all-time high.
Maybe it's because we're
show
gray.
For 21 years. We're getting grayer.
Maybe that's
every
it.
Day.
Grayer and balder.
Valdez is even contributing a little bit to the gray.
He certainly is.
About. He's getting the early grays.
I'm definitely grayer than Jason.
No, you definitely are. I mean, Draft T-shirt told me he's going to start shaving his head with, I think, a one guard or a zero, no guard.
I mean, zero.
You're about to take that step.
Zero, yeah.
Well, if you,
I like it.
On CSN, you can see a big old patch right there on the side of my head.
Right.
Hurting.
It's the first phase. Next thing you know, you'll blink and you'll be all gray. All right, we've talked about all of the leaks, the hacking. Game of Thrones
right.
has definitely been one of the series that's been targeted. And Indian police have arrested 4 people on suspicion of leaking an unaired episode of HBO's hit series Game of Thrones. Police in the city of Mumbai said on Tuesday.
Oh,
Cakes.
Really?
Mumbai.
Is that not how you say it?
I always hear it as Mumbai.
Mumbai.
Whatever.
Mumbai, Mumbai. I've never been there. I've heard of it.
Never been there? Of course you've never been there. It's in India.
They say these are not, though... the same guys that are involved in the other hack of HBO, where they're basically like holding them hostage and they want like, you know, for ransom, they want like $15 million or something.
Yeah, all in Bitcoin. The closest I'm going to get to India is Indiana. And I've been there. It ain't great. It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, I would rank it as okay.
Or you might drink an India Pale Ale.
Well, I've certainly done that.
Another teacher's been arrested for sex with a student.
Valdez lives for these stories.
This is his baby.
He loves sliding into the entertainment page.
So this chick's pretty hot. I mean, former middle school gym teacher, Shawnetta Reese, Cakes, 40 years old. She was getting after with an eighth grader, middle school kid.
Shawnetta's kind of getting it done.
Right?
And she's very pixelated in this picture.
Yeah. But she's good looking. And
but she's clearly crazy being with an eighth grader.
And last but not least, there are a couple here. MTO is all over Rihanna, sending out a tweet supporting Conor McGregor. And I guess their community of fans are suggesting they may have smashed. Is that why Rihanna is supporting Conor so publicly?
I don't know.
She later deleted the tweet. Who knows? But also, Aaron Rodgers recently broke up with Olivia Munn.
Yes.
And people thought maybe...
Did you catch her in X-Men Apocalypse, EB?
I did not. It's not on my viewing calendar, viewing schedule. But he's now dating, he's what, 35? He's getting up there.
Yeah.
He's now dating, I believe, a 24-year-old former Harvard soccer player.
Ah, good for him.
And she's cute, but she ain't no Olivia Munn.
Look at this.
As we objectify her real quick. What do you think, Cakes?
She's okay.
She's okay. He can do way better.
That's my opinion.
He can do way better.
I mean, that's fresh off the soccer field.
All right.
He's not glammed up.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so the next interview should be very interesting. Steve Feuerstein's going to be on the show. If you missed the backstory, he actually booked Adam Epstein, our video producer, on his show, and we listened to some of the interview. It, of course, was terrible. Not because of Steve necessarily,
no,
but
all because of AWOD.
AWOD.
And his dopiness.
And then earlier in the show, we mentioned that apparently there's a backstory because Eric and I never believed that this to be a real interview anyway. We thought Chad Dukes was duping him or something like that. So we're going to get the backstory next from Steve Feuerstein from the Transaction Report next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.